This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're a Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, you are.
Dean, I got a message earlier today, actually, from a good friend of mine. She's a school teacher in a secondary school.
Oh, God. More power to her.
I know. Could you do the job?
Could I? I could. I think I'd be great. I mean, I could.
I'd see you doing it.
I would be. I'm very good at, you know, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Oh, inspirational words. Where'd you come up with them? Now, she's come across a situation that I'm sure many teachers and people that are sort of in positions of sort of authority or comfort to their, you know, to their students or to whoever they're looking
after. Anyone who's supporting someone younger,
And she's had a student come out to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as gay, which I think is a really beautiful thing, a really honourable thing that someone has felt safe.
Well, that you trust each other. I mean, I didn't trust any of my teachers to tell them I was gay when I was in school, so that's really wonderful that they're able to reach out to their teacher that way.
Some people, you know, probably don't have the support network at home or feel like they may not have the support at home to do so, and sometimes I know we talk a lot about coming down this show, but sometimes it is, you know, important to sort of test the waters elsewhere.
Yeah, it's always important. Yeah. You do whatever's comfortable for you and you engage the way that works for you.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why she's sort of messaged me, she's had sort of this initial conversation and she just sort of said to me, she wanted to know whether I had any tips or advice for a young person who's going through this sort of self-awareness for the first time.
And I
thought, well, I thought I would outsource the problem, Dean, as I do with all my good problems.
Oh, I love it.
And say, why not talk about this on air and see what our listeners think are important notes or important things to say to a younger generation going through that process of coming out for the first time.
I think that's fantastic. So what advice would you give to someone younger who, you know, touches base and lets you know that they're out of the closet? And this is a teacher that's asking that question. So we all know because we've experienced it. But what advice would you give to people if they ask you, if a younger person reaches out to them about coming out? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Robbie, what tips would you give?
Yeah, I think one of the things that she has already expressed that she talked about was that it's not a big deal. It's not, you know, at the end of the world, and that it's not anyone else's business if they don't want it to be.
I think
that's important, and that, you know, there's nothing to be concerned about or ashamed of, as some people could be in those earlier stages. I think it's important to let people know that they should go. I mean, at their own pace.
I was about to say, slowing down is a big one. Like, you know, not you need to calm down Taylor Swift style, but take it, you know, don't feel like you need to rush. Mm. Another important tip I think is really important is no one looks good with bleached blonde hair. If you are male, don't bleach your hair blonde. Every young homosexual always tries and it doesn't work. But more importantly, I think a great bit of advice for your friend who's the teacher is to smile.
Yeah.
I think one of the things where it's giving them advice. What have I told them? But you know what? The response of seeing someone happy for you when you tell them that kind of information and how's things going and how are you? Yeah. No matter what's going on in their life or how anxious it may be for them or concerning, a smile and a warm welcome can make all the difference.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, to be really scared to give someone news and then have that received with, that's great news.
Yeah, but no one would expect to have, that's really wonderful, and go, okay, that's all. So I think it's really great that this student has chosen to reach out to their teacher, and we want to give them as much support and advice as possible. And I think it'd be great for everyone to share their information. So why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949. That's 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, and let us know what tips you would give to a young person who's stepping out of the closet and just ask, and they've contacted a teacher and the teacher's asking what advice she should give them.
Mm. Maybe there's some resources out there. There's some places that she can direct.
Well, there's lots, and we're going to look them up and we're going to talk about it, but we want to hear from you. Yeah. We want to hear from our community. What do you think is the great way in which you can help or guide young people in this way? 0427-9949 or honour@joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
And finally, old television sets have been dumped outside the homes of dozens of people in the US. At least 60 residents in Virginia have woken up to see the retro screens sitting outside their front door. They've been dumped by a man wearing an old TV on his head. Dean, where were you? Currently 12 degrees in Melbourne CBD, becoming cloudy tomorrow, top of 16.
That takes Idiot Box to a whole new level, really, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Well done. I thought you'd think up something.
Oh, look, I'm always quick on my feet. Now, something for you to think about in the next news break, Gary. We've got a young person that's reached out to their teacher, letting them know that they're out of the closet. And the teachers asked what advice they can give them, and we're letting our listeners know. So have a think on the next break, what advice you would give to the teacher. We've said smile. There's support groups, mm-hmm. be encouraging, but the listeners are going to be messaging, so I want you to put your thinking cap on about
first
what advice.
First thing I'd say is thank you.
Yeah, thank you for trusting me.
Yeah. Thank you.
We didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, it's actually warming my cold, dead heart.
Really heart-nurturing episode of Mad Wednesday.
Mad Wednesday's going there. Well, I guess let's move onto the right lane and find out what's happening with the traffic and trains. Remember, we are putting the call out. What advice would you give to a teacher or this young person let's rephrase that because I've explained it wrong. Coming out of the closet. A teacher friend of Robbie's, a student has let that teacher know that they're gay, and the teacher has asked Robbie what's some good advice to give or support to give.
Yeah.
We've given our opinions and we want to hear yours. Yeah, hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Thanks to Simo, who texted in and said that when he came out to his mother, she said, "Oh, you're just being trendy." And you know what? Simo's mother's right. Being gay is trendy.
It is very trendy, but possibly not the best thing to say.
No.
But I love what Gary said about saying, you know, thank you for trusting me. I think it's really lovely. So why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Coming up, we're going to find out about a kinky side of art. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, we've had so many excellent messages. It's been really great to see the support from our listeners in regards to a young person who's come out of the closet and what advice you would give to someone who's going through these things for the first time.
Yeah, so those that have just tuned in, a friend of Robbie's who's a teacher had a student let them know that they are gay and asked Robbie for advice. And we've given our tips and we're getting some of our listeners. So what have we got, Robbie?
We've got, now someone has written in and said, if I were teaching and a young person came out to me, I would tell them that no matter what happens, that there's a whole rainbow community that's waiting for them with open arms ready to embrace them.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which I think is a really important thing. It's very true. Because that's a lot of people that of a certain age don't realise that community.
We're so lucky to have the families we make. We really are.
Yeah. Another person has said it always gets better and there are people around that care and that can help. So, you know, in that similar vein that there is that's people great. Who are going to care for you.
Because we assume that young people don't have that.
Yeah, of course. Peter's written in and said, tell them to listen to Joy because it's a great
radio
station.
It's a great radio station and there's lots of great shows, even a youth one for young people.
There's things on Joy for everyone. And I say that quite earnestly. There is things for Joy and for everyone. And because of the podcast and because of the streaming, you can really listen from anywhere. So it does really help, particularly for those that do feel a little bit isolated. It
Absolutely.
Can connect you into that community.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Brad, who said that he very much agrees with Gary who was saying that that you should thank the person for trusting you.
I think that's really lovely.
Which is a beautiful thing. And he said that it's also good to try and determine if there's any particular reason for sharing, e.g., you know, is there a problem or a concern that they may have, or is there any problems with their family environment? Those sort of things might prompt you to how to then further that discussion. And Lee wrote in, and this is really beautiful, Lee said that, she said, that's amazing, and that she came out, they came out in the same way to their high school teacher back in 2006, and that the high school teacher put them in touch with Jenny, and she ended up volunteering here at Joy.
Oh, that's lovely. We love that. You know what I think is really great? No one's really reached out and said there's minus 18, there's groups, there's, and there are so many spaces and organisations to provide support and engagement for young LGBTI people, which is really great. But what I love as well is how much there really is spaces for younger people. So when I was young, it was like we just went out to a bar or something and got to meet other people. I love that there's this huge community now that exists for so many people. Now, if you've got any things that you would like to add to that, whether it's words of advice, support, encouragement, or suggestions that you could give to Robbie's friend who's a teacher for this
resources,
why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We really want to hear from you. We can give our opinions. You know that we can talk, but we love hearing from our listeners, and many of us have gone through this same experience. So I love as well that your friend as a teacher has reached out to someone in the community and that you've taken this step up.
It's a beautiful thing because teachers have their own sort of training to deal with these sort of situations, but there is nothing like hearing from someone who knows firsthand and
absolutely
has experienced these things themselves.
So why not let us know? 0427-JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. How would you tell this young person that you can connect and be a part of your community, and what advice would you give them?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.